For this Friday, January 17th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting it. Coming up tonight in local high school boys basketball, Mount Vernon is home against Southridge. The JV game is at 5:30, and the varsity game will follow at 7 o'clock. The Wildcats are 5-5 overall, and Southridge sits at 8-1. Catch the varsity game on the radio on 106.7 WMVI and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The North Posey boys basketball team hits the road to battle Tecumseh this evening. The JV game is set for a 5:30 start, and the varsity game will be at 7 o'clock. The Vikings are 6-5 in the season, and Tecumseh is 4-4. You can listen to the varsity game on 98.9 WPIW and online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. The inaugural IHSAA Girls Wrestling State Finals is today at the Indiana State Fairgrounds. Posey County has three ladies that have qualified for the honor this year. They include North Posey's sophomore, Kenna Kleinsmith, with a 25-2 record in the 105 weight class. Mount Vernon junior Madeline McCarty has a 15-3 record. She's in the 135 weight class. And Mount Vernon's junior Ambrin Siddons, with a 22-1 record, is in the 155 weight class. The first round of the state championship begins at 9 o'clock this morning. All matches will be streamed throughout the day online at ihsaatv.org. This week is National College Financial Prep Week, and the Posey County Community Foundation has several scholarships available for local area students. You can find a full list of scholarships online at poseycountycf.org/scholarships. The deadline to register is Monday, January 20th. If you need help applying or have any questions, you can visit the Posey County Community Foundation office at 402 Main Street in Mount Vernon, or you can call the office at 812-838-0288. Some state news for you. Indiana Governor Mike Braun is taking swift action to eliminate remote, hybrid, and work-from-home options for state employees. Braun said in an executive order that all full-time employees working for Indiana must return to in-person work by the middle of the year. Specifically, all departments and agencies must have all workers return to the office by July 1st of this year. Governor Braun also ordered flags to fly at full staff on Inauguration Day. The statewide directive comes just a day after House Speaker Mike Johnson ordered flags to be flown at their full height on Monday, January 20th. All state and government flags have been at half staff to mourn the loss of former President Jimmy Carter. The flags will return to half staff following Donald Trump's inauguration on Monday. Switching to some sports news, last night in college basketball, both USI women's and men's basketball picked up a win over Lindenwood at home. USI women's basketball started the evening off with a 70-66 win. Maddie Webb led the Screaming Eagles with 18 points. Vanessa Shafford added 16 points, and Meredith Rayleigh added 15 points. USI women's basketball improves to 13-5 on the year and 5-2 in the OVC. USI men's basketball finished the evening off with a 7-point win against Lindenwood by a final score of 80-73. Damani Harrison had a double-double with 26 points and 10 rebounds. Jalen Randall poured in 17 points, and Jack Milkey scored 10 points. The loss snaps USI's 5-game losing streak as they improved to 7-10 on the season and 2-5 in the OVC. Finishing up from the NBA on Thursday night, the Indiana Pacers took care of the Pistons in Detroit, 111-100. Miles Turner had a big night with 28 points as he was 8 of 11 from 3-point range. Pascal Siakam scored 26 points. The Pacers now have a record of 23-19. That wraps up your news and sports for this Friday, January 17th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Friday and have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.